If you were trying to get to Japonsky Island on Monday night, you probably found the bridge closed by police. It was part of a community-wide disaster drill. KCAW's Ed Ronco rode along and filed this report.
The airport drill has started officially now, so this is a drill. Everybody head to the airport.
Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller hops in his red SUV outside the Sitka Fire Hall and starts rolling toward the airport. He's towing the department's mass casualty trailer. In tonight's drill, a passenger jet has crashed during takeoff from Sitka's runway, which is surrounded by water.
Airport, can you give me an approximate of how many victims you think we have in the water and on land?
I'm assuming it's a 737-400, so we could have a crew of five and up to 140 passengers.
The official count ends up being 85 victims. About half of those are made up of foam and floating in the water around the airport. The other half are played by Mount Edgecombe High School students. They are lying all over a field between the airport's runway and taxiway. Miller pulls up on the scene.
If you can walk, move this way. If you're walking, move this way.
Some of them begin heading toward the fire trucks and ambulances. Others are on the ground, not moving. Students have been assigned roles, and some of them have been asked to play victims with serious, specific injuries. Firefighters are carrying people out on stretchers. EMTs are crouched around some students, while other pretend victims sit in the field, looking dazed and calling out for help.
Okay, I want you to just stay calm, take nice deep breaths, all right?
Okay.
The responders put color-coded tags on the mock victims. Green means the patient can walk. Yellow is someone who is injured and needs help to get around. Red is someone who needs immediate assistance. And a black tag means the victim has died. Terry Blake, a physician's assistant at Mount Edgecombe Hospital and, as it turns out, a member of the Sitka Assembly, is tending to one of the students who has been made up to look scarred and bloody.
I need a red high priority tag on this one. Hey, can you hear me? Take a big breath for me.
Please.
Open your eyes, Ron. Let me see you.
The student is loaded onto a stretcher and then carried to a red tarp, which matches his tag. There, he's tended to until an ambulance is available to take him to the hospital. Back at the fire hall, Chief Miller explains that handling a disaster here is a lot different than in larger communities.
If you watch on TV, the big disasters on TV, they'll have, you know, 100, 150 ambulances show up to start hauling patients. We have three.
So Miller says they just have to make do. And because Sitka is on an island, it can't call on other fire departments for assistance. But they certainly have help. The police, the state troopers, the Coast Guard, the Department of Transportation, Alaska Airlines, Sitka Community Hospital, Search, Allen Marine, and more all took part in the drill. At one point, Miller saw a bunch of fishing boats heading toward the runway and got on his radio to remind anyone listening that this was a drill.
You know, until you find out who's willing to play in a mock drill like this, you know, you don't know really who you can count on during a real thing. So having this many people participate in a mock drill, you know you're going to have twice as many in the real thing. So that's always a really good feeling.
Kelly Boddy is with the Department of Transportation, which oversees the airport. She says these drills are required every 3 years.
Oh, gosh, I don't think you ever really feel prepared for anything like this, but it definitely helps in the next, you know, taking the next step. You know, we went from our last triennial drill of doing a water rescue only to this year doing a land and water rescue. So now it's coming together more that, you know, we're a little bit more prepared what to do in this kind of situation, because likelihood, that's what we're going to have, is a land and water drill.
There were a few hiccups during Monday's exercise. At one point, a fire engine had to leave to respond to an actual fire alarm back in town. Everything turned out to be fine. And there were a few chuckles, too. But for many involved, the drill was sobering. Sitka is small enough that you almost always run into people you know at the airport or even at the Sitka Gate in Seattle. Any given flight likely has friends and family members aboard. Fire Chief Miller says that if something actually happens, it will be very difficult for the community, and that he hopes his staff never, ever has to use what they've learned here today, but that he's glad they're ready. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.